This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is blocking the promotion of four Army officers to be one-star generals, a highly unusual move that has prompted some senior military officials to question whether the officers are being singled out because of their race or gender. Two of the officers targeted by Hegseth are black, and two are women, on a promotion list that consists of about three dozen officers, most of whom are white men, senior military officials said. Hegseth has been pressing senior Army leaders, including Army Secretary Daniel Driscoll, for months to remove the officers' names. But Mr. Driscoll, citing the officers' decades-long records of exemplary service, had repeatedly refused. Earlier this month, Hegseth unilaterally struck the officers' names from the list, though he does not have the legal authority to do so. To protect the military's officer corps from being politicized, the defense secretary has only two options under military regulations. He can reject or accept the entire list. Senior officials in Mr. Hegseth's office have been debating for months whether Mr. Hegseth has the legal authority to strike individual names from a one-star list. It is exceedingly rare that a one-star list draws such intense scrutiny from a defense secretary. The battle highlights the bitter rifts opened by Hegseth's campaign to reverse policies that he says are prejudiced against white officers. Senior military officials said that they could not recall any previous instance of a defense secretary seeking to remove individual officers from a military board's list. Until the one-star lists are approved by the Senate, the names are supposed to remain confidential. Hegseth has said repeatedly that he is determined to change a culture corrupted by foolish, reckless, and, quote, woke leaders, unquote, from previous administrations. But his heavy scrutiny, especially of female and minority officers, is eroding confidence in a promotion system that is supposed to be apolitical and merit-based. The frustrations with Mr. Hegseth's approach came to a boil last summer during a heated exchange between Ricky Buria, Mr. Hegseth's chief of staff, and Mr. Driscoll about a separate promotion. Mr. Buria chastised the Army Secretary for selecting Major General Antoinette Gant, a combat engineer who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, to take command of the Military District of Washington. The command provides security and performs ceremonial duties in the nation's capital, and its commander often appears alongside the President at Arlington National Cemetery. Mr. Buria told Mr. Driscoll that President Trump would not want to stand next to a black female officer at military events. Since taking office, Hegseth has fired or sidelined at least two dozen generals and admirals. Currently, the chairman and vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, all five service chiefs, and nine of the military's 10 combatant commanders are white men, a return to the status quo that existed for decades. Today, about 43% of the 1.3 million troops on active duty are people of color, but those leading the military are overwhelmingly white and male. Hegseth has disparaged many of the senior officers as cowards hiding under the stars and whores to wokesters. The Gallatin Valley Earth Day Festival includes activities that include a special Earth Day film on Thursday, April 23rd, the documentary film Nuisance Bear, with a reception at 6 p.m. and the film at 7 p.m. at the Emerson Center for Culture and the Arts in Bozeman. Tickets are available online at bozemandocseries.org for this special Earth Day film screening. That's a special Earth Day film on Thursday, April 23rd, the documentary film Nuisance Bear, with a reception at 6 p.m. and the film at 7 p.m. at the Emerson Center for Culture and the Arts in Bozeman. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.